Remember, we'll have 4.5 hours of pregame coverage leading you up to Titans Chiefs Nissan Stadium noon kickoff on Sunday. Our coverage starts at 7 in the morning until 11:30 a.m. Of course, the final 2 hours will be at George Jones downtown on 2nd Avenue. We say hello and a good rainy Thursday morning to Titans tight end Jonnu Smith, who's on the line with us. Jonnu, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Doing fantastic. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, it's my pleasure, my pleasure.
You know, your position has garnered a lot more attention over the years, last couple years to be exact, of, you know, just people want to, they're actively going out there and trying to get that guy for tight end. It's become a real weapon in today's NFL offense. So when you look around the league, Jonnu, what there's going to be a guy across the way on Sunday that is arguably the best in the league in Travis Kelce. Who are some of the guys you look at or have looked at in the past where you say, you know what, I like what they bring to the table when it comes to your position?
A lot of guys, man. You know, I got, you know, arguably the best in my locker room. You
yep.
know what I mean? I get to sit with them and learn from them every day. So that was a luxury that I was, you know, fortunate to have coming in as a rookie, you know, learning from a guy like Delanie that, you know, kind of has the same skill set, you know, as I do. So just a guy like Delanie, like you said before, Travis Kelce, you know, there's so many guys, man, that has, you know, taken this position to another level, you know, that aren't traditionally the 6'6 and 270-80-pound tight ends, you know, just smaller frame guys. Jordan Reed, you know, just used their athleticism, and, you know, Vernon Davis, and the list goes on. I can sit here and name guys all day, you know what I mean? And, you know, it's just taking, you know, a bit of their game and just applying it to my game so that I can be the best player I can be. So,
yeah, by the way, that's a good answer. And I agree with you. So what has it been like in your three, now that you're, you know, sitting here firmly at the halfway point in year three of your professional career, having a guy like Delanie Walker that you can bounce so much off of and learn from day in and day out?
It's awesome, man. It is awesome. It's really a blessing. I always say that. You know, this guy's got a lot of experience in the league. And just to be able to pick his brain, you know, gives me a huge advantage. You know, this guy, you know, like I said before, has been around for so long, so he's seen about everything. He knows what to expect. And I just try to keep my ears wide, you know, my mouth closed, and, you know, soak up as much information I can.
I remember us talking to you at training camp in your rookie year. So you're going into your first NFL training camp, going into your first NFL preseason, and just talking about, you know, what was in store for you. So just harken back to that 2.5 years ago and to where you are today. How much more comfortable? How much have you learned? And when you always hear players talk about the game slowing down, to this point in your career, is that true? Is the game slowing down?
That's very true. That's very true. But the great thing about that is it could be much slower. know, so I got a lot more to go, man. I got a long path ahead of me. I'm looking forward to it, man. I'm embracing it. I love the game. I love to play. I love to get better. I love to learn. I love to progress. And most importantly, you know, help my team win. I'm just, you know, looking forward to all the things, you know, that I can learn and that can make me a better player, man. And, like, you know, I'm sure at that time as a rookie, I didn't know what to expect. You know, I was 21 years old. You know, I'll be 25 next year. So, just having those, you know, couple of years in this game is, you know, already giving me an advantage. And like I said before, there's so much more that I can learn, and that's what I'm looking forward to.
Yeah. How do you handle more people talking about you? Do you even care? Just be honest, because you know a lot of players are like, I don't care, man, but you do care. Do you care when people talk about you?
I honestly, man, like, this is what you got to understand. One thing I've learned at this level professionally, and you know, the entertainment business is, you know, they with you when you high, you know, they hate you when you low. So you gotta stay even keel, man. That's just what you gotta do. So, you know, it's always not as good as it seems, and it's always not as bad as it seems. So, you just gotta stay poised. You gotta stay at one level, and that's how kind of how that's the approach I take when it comes to, you know, people on the outside. You know what I mean? You know, I appreciate the love and support. You know, the fans always, man. You know, those, in my opinion, they would make, they are the reason that makes this game so great and so, you know, amplified. So, like I said, I love the fans, but, you know, you can't really feed into, you know, all of the, you know, things that are being said about you, man, because, like I said, it's really never true either way it goes. So, I just stay even keel, man.
Well said. By the way, is that, how hard is it to do? Is it easier said than done, or is it, how
today,
hard is it,
man,
to do that?
No, it's extremely hard because we live in a world where social media changed our lives.
Yeah.
It changed our lives. Like, you look on your phone and there's a Twitter notification that somebody from the other side of the country talking about how you're the worst player in the world. You know what I mean? It's like, what? Like, you can't even look at your phone. Like, it's like on one, you know, you open up your phone and one notification is, you know, a missed call from your mom. And then the next one is like somebody telling you didn't get that many fantasy points this week. It's crazy. So, it's crazy, man. So, you know, it's just the world that we live in today. But, I mean, you know, social media can be used for a lot of positive things. Don't get me wrong. But, you know, that's just the part that comes with it, man. So, you know, it is hard, you know, because you try to live, like, your personal life. And, you know, you maybe just want to go on Twitter or Instagram and check on your friends and just, you know, just see what's going on. But, you know, you've got a million people bashing you or a million people rooting for you. You know what I mean? Like I said, it goes both ways, man. So, but it comes to that.
We're talking to Jonnu Smith, Titans tight end, here in Darren Donick and Chase. And, you know, I always like to study chemistry and kind of how that thing works between two players. And, it, you know, not that you didn't have it with Marcus. It just seems like with Ryan Tannehill now at quarterback, you guys seem to be on the same page and have a connection. And I know with Delaney out of the lineup, that obviously helps that along. But it seemed to be pretty instant. What was it that made the chemistry work between you and Ryan?
You know, man. Like I mean, I feel like I got, you know, chemistry, you know, with Marcus as well. You know what I mean? I just, you know, just things just go in that direction, man. You know, like, you know, this game unfolds in a lot of different ways, and that's just the way it's been unfolding right now. We got two great quarterbacks, but obviously, you know, that whole conversation is out of our hands. You know what I mean? But, right now, you know, we're just clicking, and you know, we got to get everybody clicking, and I think we're going in that direction. So I'm just trying to be better, man. Like I said, I'm just trying to be the best player I can be for this team, and you know, put myself in a position to make as many plays as possible for these guys.
You obviously knew Arthur Smith from being your position coach, but now that he is running the entire offense, what else have you been able to learn from Arthur Smith now that he's the OC?
Just so much, man. The guy is a genius, man. I don't think a lot of, he doesn't get enough credit for that. You know, for people who doesn't know him, the guy's a genius, man. You know, he's coming from the defensive side, out of the balls in his earlier years as a coach in his league. And, you know, I think that's given him a huge advantage, to scheme up against defenses. And, you know, he sees it from a different perspective. So, you know, Art's great, man. You know, he's a great coach, but even a better person. And I'm just thankful to have my OC, man. I'm glad that he, you know, was given the opportunity, and I know he's taking advantage of it.
John, it was something that, you know, you were talking about earlier about just playing the tight end position and how much it's changed over the years. You know, you mentioned being a receiving tight end or being a blocking tight end. I see you out there, and it's like I feel like everyone has that competitive juice of give me the ball, I want the football. How do you balance that when you know it's going to be a play that you got to go get your block somewhere and maybe the ball's not coming your way?
That's part of the game. You know, if you don't, everything's not going to go your way every play. But, you know, honestly, man, winning is you are not here to win while you're here. You know what I mean? And, you know, I got full confidence and, you know, full trust, you know, in this organization that, you know, they're going to do whatever it takes to win. So if I'm called to block on the play, I know it's for the betterment of the team. You know, I'm just going to do it as if, you know, I am getting the ball. It's that same type of, energy in me. You know what I mean? So I don't care what I'm called to do as long as I'm, you know, helping this team win.
Did Kevin Byard give you any grief over the whooping in Murfreesboro?
A lot, man. Don't even bring that up.
I'm sorry. Well, that's why I'm doing it. Jonnu, that's why I'm doing it at the end, man, right before we say goodbye.
It's an interview, man. We ain't talking about right now. Just playing. But nah. Yeah, man. They got us. they got us. But tell KB to cut on that film. My sophomore year, they was up on us 21-3 before half. I had three touchdowns. I can't remember. I had like over one something. But, you know, we tell them to cut that film off. But that's what we joke about. We joke about that a lot, man. But, yeah, they got us this time. But we'll be back. We'll be back stronger than in our conference. We're going to see them a lot. So, you know, I got full confidence in my guy.
Hey, you got the Lane train. You guys got FAU this weekend. So, Lane Kiffin.
Yeah, man. It's FAU 8 week. You know what I mean? So, we got to have a different chip on our shoulder this week. I got to let those guys know.
Well, see, I brought that up at the end of the interview. That's a veteran move on my part, right before we say goodbye. Hey, good to talk to you. Best of luck on Sunday. Go get a win against the Chiefs.
I appreciate you guys, man. Appreciate you, baby. Thank you.
All right, that is Titans tight end Jonnu Smith. And MTSU in the second half, dude. Yeah, he was. That was good. MTSU had their way with FIU.
Yeah,
by the way, he did, because I remember having that conversation with him in training camp, and he made sure to bring up that game against MTSU. He carved them up.
Yep. It's what I love about professional football, like, and you've been in the locker room for years, of when there is that, you know, you have the college rivalries that pop up, and you have some trash talking and chirping between guys. I mean, I know the Alabama, you know, the few Alabama guys in there that everybody goes after. It's always fun to witness that, though. And, you know, FIU, FAU, hate week, as he brought up,
yeah.
MTSU, FIU, so pretty cool.
That is. That was good stuff from Jonnu Smith. We'll come back, put a bow on the second hour of Darren, Donnick, and Chase. Don't forget Silly Underdog Picks coming up at noon right here on ESPN 102.5, The Game.